HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Facebook now has its own Supreme Court. This is something Mark Zuckerberg had announced a while back in 2018 actually. And it's called the Facebook Oversight Board. It's an independent body which will take decisions on content takedown requests and disputes. So once Facebook's moderators and its AI algorithms, they take content down, users can go to this board and complain against it if there is a dispute. The board consists of some pretty important people. It has a Nobel laureate, it has a former prime minister, it has Professor Sudhir Krishnaswamy from the National Law School of India. It has a total of 20 people at the time, and there will be 20 more added in future. More on this in this week's next episode. Moving on, Microsoft today announced the Surface Go 2, the Surface Book 3, the Surface Headphones 2, and the Surface Earbuds. These are of course the newest devices from Microsoft's consumer division, and they will go on sale from May 12th onwards. The company also has the Surface Dock 2, which it claims will provide faster charging for some of these devices, and the Microsoft USB-C Travel Hub, which is meant for multi-port connectivity for when you're traveling. At least some of these devices will make it to India, but that will only happen once these lockdowns are passed. From PCs to phones, Chinese company Realme is finally ready to launch the Narzo series. It's not really Realme's fault. The company has had to cancel launches for this phone twice because of the lockdowns, and then there's the second phase of lockdowns. But now it's finally ready and the phone will be launched on May 11th. The Narzo series has two phones, the Narzo 10 and the Narzo 10A. And based on what we know so far, at least one of them will have 5000 mAh battery, and they will feature some of the top of the line features of the market today. And while we are talking about phones, you guys have heard about under display fingerprint sensors, right? But soon there might be phones with under display cameras. Xiaomi has reportedly patented such a phone back in China. The front camera of this phone lies under the display, and whenever you are taking a selfie or turning on the front camera for anything else, the part of the display which covers the camera just becomes transparent. I don't see how useful this is in the long run, but it means that companies can put a full screen on the front without having to cut out a notch for the front camera or the punch hole as Samsung uses it, and definitely not those pop-up cameras, which I personally think are real ISOs.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.